We'll get rolling. So I'll give you quick updates. The only ones that won't be participating today due to injury would be Devondre Campbell, who's still in the concussion protocol, and Austin Hooper with his knee. So other than that, we're in good shape from an injury standpoint and ready to get rolling. So today for us, a huge day about the ball. And we know, you know, historically Carolina's been good at that. I think defensively they have 22 takeaways. So you know they've got a ball hawking outfit. They're plus one in the year, but having 22 is a good season so far for them. So we know that that about them. Big third down day for us. We'll work some red zone in as well. So a bunch of opportunities, you know, for us to improve upon today, and that's honestly the challenge that we go for each week. Going to be a real physical game, two tough teams. So good preparation day for us today. With that, I'll be glad to open it up.
Did what you saw from Julio, and I guess in a limited fashion yesterday, keep you on track for what you had planned?
It did, and we'll get a better feel for today. We'll be going full speed at it, all the third down, all the red zone work. So he was encouraged after yesterday where he got to run, and then we'll take it, ratchet it up to all the way full today.
Like in regards to what you were saying about Kuechly yesterday, that, you know, they've been good without him, but obviously there's no better way than same deal with Julio, right?
I mean, no question.
You need him to get where you want to go.
It's hard when you know, one of the guys who's such an important part of your offense or defense, you know, go down for an extended time. But it does show, you know, the strength and depth of their roster when, you know, another player who comes in can take ownership of the spot to play well. But for sure it's a factor. And so if we get who back, that's a big plus for us.
Considering how much we talked all season about how the passes have been distributed, yeah. How mind-boggling is it that he's missed two games and still leads the NFL?
Yeah, that is. That's unusual. Yeah, to have some games out, and I certainly think that's, you know, indicative of the type of year that he's having. So yeah, I was not aware of that.
I know you always said when he's healthy, he'll play. But a couple weeks ago, if you dial it back, when you were looking at the schedule, were you thinking we really want him healthy against two division opponents down the stretch? I mean, it could be tough.
It didn't really, just because. It was just going to be if he could or couldn't, not a factor of like, well, if we play him now, it could get worse. It was more when we could get him back to doing what he does. If there was a thought we're playing it would make it worse, that would have been one thing. But at that point, he wasn't able to even do what he normally does. So that's really where the decision came. I understand where the question is. But at that point, we were thinking more along the lines of, you know, can he play well?
Dwight Freeney, I know. Brian Cox said something last week about it. Obviously, the sack numbers in third, but can you just, especially the guy who coached defensive line, just talk about what he has brought?
Yeah,
to the team?
Yeah, it's one I'll be glad to talk about. Dwight's an interesting guy, and he's been a good teammate for a number of these defensive linemen. Certain people can you can realize there's something you can pull from their game, and for all of us who've watched Dwight play, you'd say, well, that's a spin move. But it's more than that, okay, in terms of the intent that he can bring on the sideline, in the locker room, to say you can take your preparation to another spot. You can take your, you know, the way you study and look at offensive linemen and look at protections to another spot. Those are the things that I think some of the players saw that and said, well, that's good. You know, like, I want to try that. I want to go for that. So in that way, he's been excellent for our guys to know there's always, as good as you are, there's another spot you can go to, and trying to find that 1% better. He's been a real factor in that. He's a pro's pro in terms of handling his business, communicating, and it's no wonder that he's played so well for so long.
I know everyone's talked about how he's impacted Vic, but who else in your mind?
I would have to say Claiborne has definitely been somebody. They've got a good connection. Both of them are I'm going to say soft-spoken, but more quiet. But you see those two interact quite a bit just on pass rush and different techniques and sharing ideas back and forth. So I would say, you know, just from that standpoint, he's been a big factor on AC as well. AC is a relentless competitor and always has had that drive. So I think it's been good for him to see, you know, different looks, different attitude at it. It's been good for him.
I think it was right after the signing you said, we're not bringing him in to be a coach.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure that was clear because I think sometimes we can automatically assume a veteran player is a good mentor, and that's not always the case. Just because you're a veteran player doesn't mean you're a good mentor or even want that role. And so I wanted to make it clear to Dwight as well that he was coming in here to play, and a byproduct of that was going to be, you know, if some of the players had that interest to, you know, do some of the things that he does, then that would be great too. So. But honestly, yeah, the evaluation came off that one off tape first.
So what have you seen from him as a player
I think it's the get off. You know, he's got real power, you know, in the way that he can take off. He has real understanding of his get off and timing it up and knowing what the mannerisms are. The spin move has always been, you know, for sure his signature thing. And he has a knack of knowing, Jeff, when to take it up and keep going and rip, or take it up and I'm starting to rip and then I spin back. So you can see how that can put a tackle in a bind. Am I going to sit down on the power rush outside, or am I going to be ready to come back on the counter? So he has a real understanding of chips and how to deal with that. That's been things he's learned throughout his career. So, but I say, you know, just from a pass rush standpoint, he has an understanding of games as well as, you know, any player I've been around, how to feature him, how to use him. We did this back in, you know, whatever the year might have been. And, but he has good recall on that. If he ever wanted to one day, I don't know if he ever does. I've never discussed it with him. He'd make for a good coach because of the knowledge that he has at the position. I don't know if, you know, it's not a subject he and I have ever spoke on, but he has that kind of knowledge in there. And if it's a matter of if he wants to share it and teach, I've never asked him that.
He's made a lot of money. I don't know if he
wants. Yeah, right. And, yeah, it's definitely what do you mean no offseason? Yeah. So I have not talked to him about that, but he definitely – just like anybody, when you go for it at a really high level for a long period of time, there's a lot of knowledge that gets acquired, and he's able to articulate it back.
Coach, how would you – go ahead.
With Devontae being named to the Pro Bowl last night and then today being named NFC Offensive Player of the Week, what are some of the things that he's done to be able to sustain and build off of this success he had last year?
I'd say a couple of things that come to mind right away. I think he's improved on his slashing. So when he gets to the next level and the person has an angle on him, can he break that guy off to go? So it's something that he works on constantly at practice. If he gets through to the front line, I got, you know, head up on a linebacker, on a safety, where do I try to take that player? So that's something that he's constantly working on. He's really worked, you know, for the last 2 years in the pass game. To make sure that part of his game stays on point. He's an excellent receiver out of the backfield, and we feel comfortable motioning him out to empty or aligning him in empty and use him as a receiver too. So I would say the finish of the runs, you know, you've seen that improve, and then he's constantly working from pass receiving standpoint.
Coach, how would you evaluate your interior of the defensive line right now?
Well, we kind of play two different ways, Vaughn. We play some of the big guys in our run fronts when people get big, and then we mix a lot in our nickel package. So that one's more of a job by committee in terms of how we do it. With Claiborne being able to practice and get back, we're going to feature him some inside like we had before on third downs. He'll stay outside on the first and seconds. And then I've seen an improvement from Rashid for sure. Grady Jarrett, somebody I thought's had a very good year at the point of attack, especially in the run game. So those are three that jump out to me.
Could you get a little bit more from maybe like a Tyson or a veteran guy?
We're going to keep pushing for every player to get more. That's honestly the role that we look for from everybody. But each role, whatever the guy has, we want to go nail it. And so Tice, that's for us, playing a lot of that, what we call a base end, and Babs in our base defense, where he plays a lot of three techniques. So sometimes their things don't necessarily show up on the stat sheet because we don't feature them as much in our nickel package and the pass rushing downs. But as long as everybody nails their role, that's what I'm looking for first.
Dan, can you talk about the balance of the players that were named to the Pro Bowl? It wasn't just offense, defense, special teams. It's across the board, everyone.
Yeah, I was certainly pleased for Matt Bryant, you know, for a guy who's played a lot of football, made a lot of big kicks. So for him to go to his first Pro Bowl at the ripe age that he is, I think that's you know, a real testament to his work and commitment and dedication to what he does. And then what I told the team today on the Pro Bowl, you know, matchups, on the Pro Bowl voting, there are so many other people that are a big factor in why a guy gets, you know, to the Pro Bowl. I circled out Alex Mack and Grady Jarrett, you know, like those two battle every day. And so that's a very clear example of what we use the term iron sharpening iron, and one man helping another get ready. And I think that was one of the clearest illustrations. Every day Alex is over the ball and there's Grady waiting on him. You know, it's pass rush. It's the, you know, competition periods that we do. So that part, I think, is something that we don't share, you know, externally. And I think it's a big factor in everybody's success. It's the guy across from you. That's where the competition is. It's not just on Sundays. It's how much can I compete here so I can play well on Sundays? So that's like where this competition comes from on our team. It's getting each other ready. And I think that's a really clear illustration. I talked about that with, you know, the running backs, the tight end, you know, wherever the matchups are, that's where I featured it.